This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, cut off at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's an article on NPR about the secret to breaking through small talk with magical questions.
Magical questions.
Basically, it's what you do strive to do in any conversation, or at least any what you should strive to do in any conversation that you have is ask a question that everybody can relate to and basically has a story to. It's kind of like what we do on this show here.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the examples that they give is it's hard to ask these questions randomly in a group of people that you're small talking with
without
sounding crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
When's the time that you were the most happy with giving a gift?
And nobody, you're right, everyone would be like, this dude, he's a little weird.
How about we go around the room and talk about the first concert that we went to and where it was?
How about we don't?
Right. I get what you're trying to do, but...
Small talk. Like, I could tell sometimes, too, people like taking a class or something. It's like, we don't need to do that. You know what I mean? If you don't know how to talk, it's okay.
And the situation will get there. If somebody brings up a concert, you know, I took my kid to see hell. I don't know.
Exactly.
Disney on Ice. There's a way to get into the conversation. Man, my first concert was. And once you say that, everyone else will chime in and tell you.
Right.
Ask them directly. It's
right.
Weird.
I did it like a week ago, right? I was somewhere and the guy behind me, I heard him mention a place. Now, when my buddy went to the bathroom, I said, hey, have you ever been to this oyster place there? And he was like, my man, I spent too much money there and this and that. I was like, all right, good, I love that place.
Yeah.
Too
catch him locked in. And that, look, I'm terrible at conversations. I really am, because I don't like small talk. I'm terrible with it. I'm horribly awkward. But and my biggest problem is that I don't know what to talk to you about when it's my first time meeting you. Sure. I don't know what you're into that I can talk about. And that's the difficulty of small talk, is you're kind of chipping away at the person on the outside.
Exactly.
To figure out what it is that you're going to talk about. So, and I read a book on it that basically says nobody likes small talk, but it's necessary
but
to go through
it. Yeah.
Right. You have to do it to get to that person on the inside.
Yeah, it's kind of how we communicate with other humans.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you can't just run into somebody at a concert. Like, we have the bond, we're both here.
Yep.
So, right, like last Sunday, right? Like, obviously we both like Billy Strings, we're out here.
Right.
But I don't need to ask him some deep question.
Right.
I'll just start BSing with him about Billy.
There you go.
Or Willie.
And just see where it takes you.
Or Bob.
Billy Wibbly, Billy Willie and Bob. Billy Willie Bob.
A new study revealed that the true answer for which way is the right way to hang your toilet paper. So let's go around the room real quick. What do you guys do when it comes to, you know, is it over the top or is it around the back?
It's over the top.
Over the top. Ted Smith.
I have done extensive research. Over the top.
Over the top. Mr. Hill, over the top or around the back?
No preference.
No preference.
No.
I'm over the top myself, and that is the way to do it.
Yeah. For years, I had it underneath, and people were like, it's got to be over top. And then I did some research, and it's like basically the dude that invented it, it's like, this is the way it is.
Well, and they tried to make it a health thing where if it's around the back, you run a higher risk, depending on how your holder is designed. But you run the risk of like hitting the wall that's behind it, which could spread germs and infection.
Okay, it's a bit of a stretch. They're not wrong,
right.
But yeah.
At the end of the day, it's your preference. Do whatever you want to do. It's just if
it's on the frickin' roller, I'm happy. If you can just get it on there, I'm fine.
Two of the world's most invasive termite species are starting to interbreed.
Oh, one super termite.
One super termite.
We don't really have that problem here.
We really don't.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know, that was another one. Growing up, you know, the cartoons always had termites that just ate away at whatever it was.
And as a kid, you're like, are these real?
For the most part.
Because I keep hearing about it, but I don't know anyone.
And right.
Why is it, like, so these two invasive termites, they get together, have sex, now they have a super termite. The rats in Baltimore, because a wharf rat and a brown rat had sex, mm-hmm. and the rats were bigger and harder to get rid of.
Right.
Right? Why doesn't that happen with people? You know what I mean? Like, every time there's something bad or something that people don't like, right? And there's multiple species. It seems like when these species get together, they come up with a worse bird. Even like a tiger and a lion, right? They create a liger. And it's not that it's any friendlier or more ferocious, but it's almost twice as big as either of its parents.
Right.
Now you took a carnivore and just made it an apex predator and made it larger.
Hal thought they had a termite problem when I was working for Tri-State Exterminating.
Tri-State Exterminating.
That's right. And I was the guy who drilled into the foundation.
Yeah.
Because I was young. And that's a really, really crappy job, right? Big old drill bit. You're on your knees. You're going about every foot around the entire perimeter of the home.
Yeah. Okay.
I hit a nest.
Oh,
termites.
You've never seen more bugs in your life come out of one hole. I mean, it was nonsense. It was almost like you turned on a water faucet of bugs coming out the hole that I just drilled. I pulled that bit out. I mean, they just flooded. I jumped back. I'm like, oh, I got them, Jim. I know where they are,
They're
man. They're there. Spray in here.
Wow.
For sure. Now, because typically you drill first and then spray at the end of the job. Then you take concrete and you fill in those holes.
Yeah.
And see, this has always been a wild thing for me because it's like, does it just start with one or two termites that are just out there exploring the area? Then they're like, a house. And then do they go back and call the colony? Do they just start building there?
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you the weirdest thing about that, too. The pesticides, right? He had like a 20-gallon drum in the back of his truck that was, you know, pesticide stuff.
Yeah.
And you mixed that before you did your job, whatever it was. It's like one cup of concentrate, 20 gallons of water.
Dang.
You have no idea. Like, you need a you need a license to buy it. Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta burn something here.
It's crazy.
There's actually a study on the science behind crying happy tears.
Okay.
All right.
It's not terribly interesting. You know, we associate crying with a sadness thing, but to be honest with you, crying is a response to the brain's overloading of emotion is what it is. It's when you are so overcome with emotion that your brain doesn't know how to handle it, so it cries.
Whereas, I shed a tear when the Ravens won the Super Bowl.
There you go.
I could not have been happier.
Exactly. Your brain just didn't know how to process it, so it's like, flood the eyeballs.
And scream yeah with both hands up. Just do those things.
I'd say Stapleton got me.
Nice.
And then in London, walking up to the Emirates where Arsenal plays. I had just watched so many games on TV by this point. Like, just, I don't know how to explain it, but just seeing that stadium in person, I was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing I've ever done.
I need a minute, man.
I'll tell you what else. The last time, or a few months ago, when Maryland was playing a basketball game, I took a couple of my buddies from here to the Maryland pep rally, and we got giant hats, and watching my buddies sing the Maryland fight song kind of got to me, too.
Nice.
Look at them, man. They're real Terps.
You're nailing it, man. A video is making the rounds from Miami of a police officer doing something straight out of an action movie, Miles.
What was that?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shots of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast an unfortunate group of passengers on a recent Delta flight to Orlando, Florida. Now, we're not sure where the flight originated from, but after passengers boarded the plane, their flight was delayed for 2 hours. And passengers, they were just stuck on the plane, just sitting on the runway for 120 minutes. Now, naturally, many, many people grew agitated and irritable. And then, in an inexplicably poor effort to calm the passengers down, the flight crew agreed to let a little girl sing the song How Far I'll Go from the Disney movie Moana over the intercom. So she's not just like a 2-year-old girl singing in a chair where you kind of go, that's cute. It's like a 12 or 13-year-old girl has the intercom and is singing Disney tunes to people that have been stuck on a plane, not a flight, just a plane, for 2 hours. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, this sounds like my worst nightmare, my personal hell. One passenger said, quote, "This is actually my nightmare and personal hell." If you're thinking to yourself, this would send me over the edge. Another passenger said, quote, "This sent me over the edge." Now, the good news is, eventually, the kid did shut up and the plane took off for Orlando. The bad news is, when it reached Orlando airspace, it had to circle through Orlando airport for another 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
So you were on a runway for 2 hours because you can't take off. There's a little girl singing Disney songs. I would have lost my freaking mind. The flight finally takes off, and then when you get to Orlando airspace, it's like, yeah, we got to circle for 2 hours before you land.
Jesus.
Why did they let it go on that long? I mean, I'm sure it was cute the first couple songs, but...
Yeah,
I'm with you. I'd be like, I don't know. Okay.
Listen, cute. When it's that kind of thing, especially if you're going to sing a Disney song, which just absolutely makes my eyes twitch, but if the kid is 8 years old or younger, I will shut my mouth because it's cute. This girl may be preteen. She's old enough that it's not cute anymore. It's just annoying. I just watched the video, and I kind of chuckled, and I'm like, I would have to kill this person. And I don't know why the flight crew said, hey, don't just sing, little girl. Here's the intercom.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's terrible. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.